Ladies, do you need more energy or hours in the day? Are you squeezing in time for your family, work, hitting the gym? It all feels impossible. So something's gotta give, right? And I know, it's probably the gym. But Body Boss can help. You can unlock your dream body with this great 12-week Body Boss workout program at home in just 24 minutes a day, 3 days a week. That's less than 90 minutes a week with no equipment and no subscription. If you've ordered the Dubro diet, I love the idea of using Body Boss as your workout regimen. So easy to use, and you can do it from absolutely anywhere. Plus, they have Caring Pro Coaches, a free Facebook group of supportive, kick-ass women like you, so you're never alone. You feel like you really do have a big team. So try Body Boss with this special offer just for our listeners and get 25% off the fitness guide at bodyboss.com/Dubro. If you order now, you're going to get free shipping and a money-back guarantee. This is their best deal ever. Get Body Boss for 25% off at bodyboss.com/Dubro. 12 weeks from now, you are going to thank yourself for starting right now. That's bodyboss.com/Dubro. This is Heather Dubrow's World, and now you can live in it 2 times a week right here on Podcast One. Welcome back, everybody, and please say hello to my fabulous friend, Lindsay.
Hello.
My co-host of the day.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, thanks for jumping in. By the way, we have been living the most hellacious non-school day with our kids. Columbus Day, how come they get the day off and the teenagers don't?
Yeah, some do. But the pumpkin patch was not that packed. I thought everyone was out of school and it was going to be packed.
No, it was good.
Yeah.
It was so funny though. So I was telling you, I've been going to Tanaka Farms to this pumpkin patch for... I don't know. The twins are about to be 15. So I'm going to tell you, I've been going there for 13 years.
Right.
I know so many people that work there. Is that ridiculous? I know them by name. I know where everything is at the pumpkin patch.
And do you go any other time of year or just pumpkin season?
We used to go, excuse me, you might recognize the sound. Ah, there we go. Because really, mommy needs juice now.
Yes.
We used to do every season. So they recently added like a Christmassy kind of season.
Yes.
But it used to just be three.
Right.
It was like the spring was strawberries.
Yep.
And the summertime is melons.
Yep.
Watermelons. And then the fall is pumpkins.
Yeah.
And we would go 3 times a year.
Yeah.
For like the first 10 years.
Yeah.
And then maybe like stopped.
And Terry too.
Terry used to go in the beginning. Yeah.
Yes.
Here you go, dear.
Thank you so much.
Terry used to go in the beginning, but not in recent years. He peaked.
As they do.
As they do. But it's funny because, and I always say this to you, it's like, you know, I watch you with your kids and because your oldest is my youngest age, I mean, I used to do all that stuff too. And like for Halloween, we used to go to 4 or 5 Halloween events a year. Crazy, like one at the country club and one at the temple and one at the Orangewood Foundation and one at Tanaka Farms, like just everywhere. Are you still doing that?
Well, now we've just started the whole new thing. It's fun again because it's Parker's first time doing everything.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Thanks for being here.
Oh, yes, of course. Thanks for having me.
Thirsty Thursday.
We are very thirsty. It's so funny how kid things can go from super fun and totally tolerable to like, today we were almost rounding up and then 4 tourists who did not speak English all of a sudden were taking off with our wheelbarrow full of 8 pumpkins.
By the way, the wheelbarrow, because Lindsay was holding the baby that wheeled with my bum ankle all the way up. And oh, we haven't even talked about my ankle, your foot. Oh, and by the way, poor Natalie is so sick. She's got like
mess.
The flu. We were such a mess last weekend. All right, I got to tell you about the VOOV event. We got to talk about all of that. But yes, these people, they tried to usurp our... our wheelbarrow.
Pumpkins. I find the kid events often are like so fun and hey, this isn't that bad. This isn't that hot. And then at the drop of a dime, it could turn like, I literally was like, I need a drink.
I was like, I need to leave. All of a sudden, I'm like, I have no hat on. My face is frying. Yeah. I've been here for 3 hours at the pumpkin patch.
Yes.
All I taste is dirt.
Yes.
And it's now time
to
go.
It's very dirty.
Well, because it's a farm.
Yes. And we sat at the front of the wagon tractor ride.
What were we thinking?
That wasn't smart, right?
No.
Behind the big tire.
But what was so funny was, so it used to be like me and Max and Nikki and Terry. And then me and Max and Nikki, and then Max, Nikki, and Kat.
Yeah.
And then add Coco. And then the twins dropped out. And then they're like, can you just get me a pumpkin? I'm like, sure. And then Kat said today, she's like, I think I might be too old for this.
Oh. And how did that make you feel?
It's funny. I mean, I think you would think I'd be like, oh, that's so sad. We've I'm honestly, I was good.
Yeah.
I think I'm good with it.
Yeah.
I've done it so many years that I'm ready for, you know,
whatever's next.
Yeah. There's whatever's always, next.
Yes.
I found that with Coco, not with Kat. And I don't know, cause I kind of thought it was my last one.
Right.
But with Coco, I knew it was my last child.
Right.
Tubes were tied.
Yes.
We were done. Healthy four kids. Call it.
Right.
And so with every stage with her, I feel like I really embraced it.
Right.
I enjoyed it. Even like the getting up in the middle of the night.
Right.
And the feeding and all that stuff. I feel like I just really, I did it.
Yes.
And I enjoyed every moment. Right. And when it was gone, it was gone.
You're very good like that. You enjoy the present. You take the picture. You live in the moment. You sit on the floor and do it with them. And then you're not nostalgic that it's over, which is great because you remember it so much better if you're not sad about it passing, which you can't control anyways.
Yeah, totally.
You're very good like that. It's like I sat in this moment. I enjoyed this moment. And now I'm ready for the next
moment.
How
do I turn off that bing bong noise?
Bing bong.
But if I turn off the bing bong, is it still hearing us?
I'm sure. That's just the
computer
audio.
I'm not good technologically, so I don't like to touch anything because I don't know what's going to happen.
What if I touched it and messed the whole thing up?
I don't know.
And then we're just talking to each other, which would be fun too because we need to catch up.
It's okay. I'm totally okay with that. It's been such an – all right. So I have to tell you like what's been going on and how crazy my weekend was and how much I hate and love all my children. So –
You're sure this is good?
I think we're good. It's still got like a brain wave on it. Should I ask Natalie?
Here, if we mute.
Let's call Natalie.
If we mute
Let me call Natalie. See, I don't know how to do these kinds of things. It's very scary.
20 minutes later.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, we're back. We just called Natalie who can't speak. I go, don't speak. Just tap the phone. I'm like, so if we turn off the bing bong noises. Apparently they do. Okay. So here's what happened. So last week at school, at the high school, they were doing a teacher appreciation thing and they asked to volunteers to bring in scones, muffins, whatever.
Okay.
Chef Amanda makes you had them.
Yes.
Like the best scones in the world.
Ever. Yes.
So I said, would you mind making some scones for me to bring in? I really wanted, to be honest with you, to put my name on them to get, not that credit for me, like as if I made them, but that we had brought these wonderful scones.
Right.
Because there's really not a lot of volunteering options in high school. And I wanted to be like, we are doing something.
Yes.
Because I don't know if I told you, but they do trunk or treat at high school.
No.
Do you know what trunk or treat is?
Ish.
They do it here in our community and everyone pulls their cars up and they open the trunk and you like decorate your trunk and they go trick or treating trunk to trunk.
Right.
So I thought this is going to be great. I'm going to go to high school. I'm going to get the Escalade. I'm going to open the trunk. I'm going to have this cool thing. No, they were not interested, the twins, in me doing this at all.
Okay. And you still, and you say, okay.
Yeah, well, of course, I'm not going to embarrass them. And I appreciate it. And I'm like, okay, if you don't want me to come, you don't want to come. But this was like anonymous. So I'm thinking, well, because they wouldn't let me put my name on it. Well, they did not let me. I didn't ask because I thought that would be rude. But anyway, so I was bringing the scones. And it was a day that I was driving Kat and Coco. By the way, so many of you are asking me to post my laminated schedule, and I swear I'm going to do it. And so I had the scones made, and they were sitting there, and I had them put on disposable trays so we didn't have to pick anything up. I was driving the little kids. Max had gone to swim already.
Right.
And I said to Nikki, I'm like, can you take the scones for me to the center west room?
Right.
Which is like the main area. Okay. And he was so irritated.
Okay.
Why is this so dumb? Why do I have to do this? This is so stupid. I go, it's not stupid. It's for your teachers. And by the way, I'm asking you to do it. So just do it. Fine. So he takes the scones and Ina, our housekeeper, was driving him because I was taking Kat and Coco.
Right.
Separate directions, same time. And then as I'm driving the little ones, he's texting me like 100 times.
Okay.
I don't know where the room is. I don't know where to go. I'm going to give them to my friends.
No, he didn't.
I called him and I go, don't you dare
no.
give them to your friends. And he's laughing at me.
Okay.
and like, oh, calm down. And you know when someone tells you to calm down? Oh, it says, calm down, Mom. I'm like, no, I will not calm down. I went nuclear.
You did.
Oh, nuclear.
Was he being serious or just taunting you about giving up to his friends?
Oh, he was being serious.
Totally serious.
Oh, totally serious. He did not want to find a room. I'm like, you better go find that room. Oh, I was calling him names. I was so mad. I'm like, you are not going here. You're not going there.
The threats,
I'm like, I'm going to ground you for a month. You're not going to go to homecoming. He's like, calm down. I'm like, don't you tell me to calm down. If you're everything I do for you and I need this and I need to go here and da, da, da. All right. So then finally he found the room.
Okay.
So he says, by the way, I really should check up on this, but I can't imagine he'd lie to me, but you never know. He brought the scones and I go, fine. And I go, and furthermore, if you, because it was Katarina's family birthday dinner that night.
Right.
I said further, and we were doing a little filming for the house tour, which is starting, by the way, October 10th.
I'm so excited.
Very exciting. You can go subscribe to my YouTube channel, Heather's Closet. I'm going to put a link in the bio on my Instagram. Or you can go to heatherdubrow.com and find anything. There'll be a link there, I hope. I'm going to make that happen.
Yes.
Anyway, so I said, we have to do this little filming thing, not a big deal. And then we're going to do Kat's birthday dinner. And if you're not nice, you're not going anywhere. All right, well, cut to the Kat's birthday dinner thing. And I had them film like the tiniest little thing. Yeah. So not a big deal. Just like whatever. So he was great. Okay. No, he was okay during the filming. Not great. He was okay. Max was okay. They were kind of teenagery. But the important part, which was Kat's birthday dinner.
Yes.
They were amazing.
Great. Both of them.
Both of them.
Awesome.
No one was on their phones.
Great.
They were engaged. They spoke. They were so sweet to Katarina. They wrote her amazing cards.
So cool.
And they sat for the whole dinner and they weren't like, can we go? Can we?
Right.
You know, like they do that sometimes. No, they were amazing.
That's great.
And then like a miracle happened.
What?
So I drove Nikki to school on Friday and Max was already at swim. So it was just the two of us in the car. And usually he grunts at me.
Yeah.
It was like a Christmas miracle.
Okay.
He talked to me the whole way.
No, your AirPods in?
Uh-uh. No AirPods. Wow. Talked.
That's so nice.
But he started the conversation and he talked to me the whole time. And I was like a girl having like a boy call me.
Yeah.
I was giddy. And I was trying to be cool, you know, in the car. I'm like,
Over talking.
No. Eager. I was trying not to be too over eager. He was talking. I was responding, trying to engage, but not be monosyllabic and not like, you know, over ask or over answer.
Right.
Oh, I was trying to be very cool and nonchalant. It's a lot of work. I was very tired when I got out of the car. I was so happy. And it was Friday. And I thought, I want no one else to call me today because I'm good.
Yes. This is great.
A boy likes me.
Yes.
And it's my son.
How sweet. Do you think that it was all your threats? And do you think that him seeing you have a nuclear moment made him, or he was just happy and.
I would love to say that that's the story, but if I had to be 100% honest, he did really well on his bio test.
Okay.
And he needed to.
Right.
And sometimes he lacks confidence when he's such a smart kid.
Right.
But look, you know, unfortunately, he's not like Max. Like for Max, school is very easy for Max.
Right.
And even though she has to work at certain things, she's just that kid. She's more like Terry. He's more like me.
Right.
He's smart, but he's got to work at it.
Right.
And I think sometimes, I don't know, but I would assume watching your twin sister, you know, it's probably frustrating.
Right.
But he is so smart. And when he actually does the work, he gets the grades and he got an A on his bio test.
Awesome.
And it was a big deal. And I think he was so happy about it that he was just in a good mood.
Just happy and confident.
Yeah, I don't think
Feeling
he cares
good.
At all about the rant.
Right.
About the scones.
Right.
But I don't care. Because he talked to me.
That's right.
The whole way.
What a win.
I was so happy I called Terry afterwards and Terry never answers his phone.
Right.
And for once he answered the phone, I go, guess what? He's like, what? I go, Nikki talked to me the whole way in the car. He's like, no way. That's great.
That's, and he had a good response.
Oh, yeah.
You're like, this is a Christmas miracle.
It was so nice.
That's so funny.
See, what's so interesting for you is that, so Parker is like a little over a year old.
Yeah.
And wait, when's his birthday again?
June 2nd.
So he's like a year and
16,
a half.
Yeah, 16 months.
There's nothing like the way a boy loves his mom.
Right.
I mean, it's like the greatest, the hugs they give you and the kisses.
Right.
And I think we appreciate them like a little bit more because we know at some point they're leaving us.
Right. I still haven't accepted that.
Well, you don't have to because he's only 16 months old. By the way,
but
neither have I.
Okay, but you haven't really accepted it.
No. I have, my girlfriend Drew used to say, I just hope they marry orphans. But her boys ended up marrying very lovely girls.
Oh, that's good.
But anyway, so not orphans, by the way. But no, you just want them to be happy. And
right.
Of course. But let's be honest, it goes with the girls' family.
Right.
When you're in a heterosexual relationship, it goes right. with the girls' family.
Right.
So, you know, I do think about those things. Anyway, so he talked to me in the car, which was great. And then it was the Katarina birthday extravaganza weekend.
Right.
So we took her
every night, right?
Every night. Thursday night was the, you know, family night.
Yep.
Friday night was the Benihana extravaganza, and Sunday was her party. So let me tell you this. So we go to Benihana.
Yep.
How many years have you been going to Benihana?
Forever.
Forever. We've been going like literally 13 years,
okay.
I think, since the twins were 2 years old.
Yes.
So we went through a period of time where Nikki used to have this weird gastric response to Benihana. And he loved it so much. But he would like eat the soup and be in the bathroom the entire time, which okay. meant I was in the bathroom
right.
the entire time. And after a few years, like I had to call it, and then he stopped eating the soup. We've been like back and forth with the Benihana.
Okay.
But we used to go a lot. In the last few years, we've only been a couple of times. Have you noticed they put the calories?
No.
On Benihana?
They do.
Mm-hmm. How do you feel about that?
I feel like restaurants go in and out of that. Is it a law? Is it not a law?
I think the thing is that when you have, it's over a certain amount of restaurants in your chain, you have to put the calories. And I don't know if that's just a California thing, but I was surprised how decent the calories were.
Really?
Yeah. I think that, you know, the fried rice they do there?
Yeah.
I think it's like 420 calories.
For the whole portion?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
That's good. Wouldn't you expect it to be like 1,500 calories?
Totally.
Here's the thing though. When you go to Benihana, part of it's the food
yeah.
and part of it's the show. And it's right. mostly the show.
Right.
Our chef sucked.
They do. I went through a period of time where I wanted to open one. After we went to a couple of Benihanas, I was like, everyone loves it for a birthday thing. I'm opening one. You know how I'll do these ideas in a week.
Yeah.
I was like, Irvine Spectrum, I found the thing. This, I'm going to do the biggest. Remember when we went to Turks and Caicos and we had the best? It was like a Benihana, but rock and roll. And
yeah, they played music.
Oh,
it was fun.
Awesome. And they dress up or do different things. And then, of course, I squashed that idea because, listen, what do I know about running a restaurant? It would be packed every night because they're packed no matter what every night. So I feel like they don't have to be great anymore. I feel like they're just not.
But you know what sucks about it is that, all right, so it's Kat's birthday and we're mm-hmm. sitting, you know how the tables face each other.
Right.
So we're watching this other table and the guy is amazing.
They had a good one.
And he's putting on the best show ever. And the guy is a young guy
right.
standing on our table. And okay, again, we've been going for how many years?
Yeah.
I could do the show myself at this point.
Totally.
And he didn't do anything. He didn't put the shrimp in the hat.
Really?
He didn't do a volcano. He didn't do anything.
How's that possible? I mean, that's the whole point.
I know. And so at the end, I said to the server, I'm like, when he was done cooking, I go, I have to tell you, that was the lamest show ever. He did nothing. And she goes, oh, sorry. I'll let the manager know. So what are you supposed to do in that moment?
Right.
Because it's over.
Right.
And you can't switch chefs in the middle of the show.
Right.
I mean, what do you do? What would you do with that? You let it go, right?
You have to, because what are you going to do? Have someone else come and do it again?
No, because they've already eaten. Like, that's
they've
the whole thing.
Eaten.
But I felt so bad for her, because that's all she wanted to do was
right.
go to Benihana. And I saw her looking over at the other table
right.
being like, why?
Right.
And actually, it wasn't even Kat that noticed. It was Coco.
Yeah.
Because I think Kat was just happy to be there with her friends, because it's her birthday.
Yes.
But Coco was like, why aren't they doing the volcano?
Right.
Why aren't they doing the egg thing? Why aren't they doing the heartbeat?
Right. And I think in that moment, it's hard to know when to fight and when just to accept it is what it is. You know, sometimes in those situations, though, if I could tell there's something that they've talked about, I would find a manager and say, hey, we didn't get this, this, and this. Can you have someone come out and do those things?
Yeah, it wasn't that bad.
It wasn't that. But
no, I mean, it was that bad.
It was that bad.
It's that Kat didn't care.
Got it.
It was her birthday. If
right.
she had
if
cared,
she had said,
yeah.
then you would have gone and said, hey, listen, at least could someone come out here and do these couple things, throw the shrimp.
So what I've heard from people that own restaurants is they say the worst kind of customers, the customers that don't say anything because mm-hmm. they just don't come back.
Right.
But I think the problem with Benihana is that everyone loves it so much.
They're packed every night.
They don't care.
They don't care at all. No. One time the baby was just born and I made a reservation and I didn't realize because literally the baby was just born that I needed to have a reservation for the baby and they were packed. It was like a Friday night. I had reservations a long time and they turned us away completely, all 10 of us, because I actually had 11. And they're like, and I'm like, I'll put them on my body. But for some reason, they're so busy, they just don't care. I was like, this is insane.
Wow.
Yes. Because we had a baby. They said it counts as a person. You didn't make enough reservation. So we either have to, like, you know, set one person in the bar or go somewhere else.
That is – and you went somewhere else?
Went somewhere else.
Wow.
No negotiating. Yeah.
Were the kids upset?
Yes. But then at that point, I was like, we just got to call it. I mean, I can only argue with the guy for so much, explaining that the baby should not count as a person. But I feel like it's the same way about the show. I just feel like they're busy every night. They know it. Reservations are full.
It's just so lame. Yeah. I just thought it was lame.
Yeah.
So I don't like that Benihana.
Yeah.
I have to say, like, especially if you know it's a birthday.
Right.
Get the good guy out
totally.
There. All right?
Give some energy. And you're bringing a whole crew. It's not like it's, you know, super expensive, but it's not cheap. By the time you get everybody
I
and the drinks.
It is expensive.
Was it?
I mean, I didn't pay this bill. Terry paid this bill. But I've paid the bill before.
Right.
It's not inexpensive.
Right.
It's not fast food.
Right.
It's pricey. And
right.
once you start having a cocktail and whatever.
Right, for sure. And she brought friends. You fill up the whole – it's a lot of people.
It's a lot of
for
people.
Sure.
I just feel like, I don't know.
Yep.
It's part of your deal. You should always give 100%.
100%. Where else is there? Like, it's fun, birthday, thing
so
like that.
We've taken them in L.A. We've taken them to – what's the name of the place that we go to?
Oh, with the cotton candy.
Barton G's.
Yes.
So Barton G's is so fun. And I've talked about it before, but they bring like the popcorn chicken and they put it actually in a popcorn machine with popcorn. And everything is like a theme and it's fun. And why are there not more places
There's nothing like that. That's why everyone does Benihana. It's the only somewhat fun birthday
place.
That's
kind of an experience.
An experience with
kids.
See,
New York has so many fun places
New York and L.A.
But L.A. doesn't – I mean, I can't think of many other places other than Barton G's and Benihana.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever been to Wule Oak?
No.
Do you like
that?
Korean barbecue?
Yeah.
I love Korean
Is it
barbecue.
LA?
There's one in L.A. I don't think there's one down here. There's one in L.A. And the only thing is you have to cook it yourself.
Okay.
But on the grill in front of you. But the food is spectacular.
So do you smell like it after?
Is it like Benihana-ish?
Right.
Not as bad.
Okay.
Because when you go to Benihana, you basically have to burn all your clothes.
Right. You smell like Benihana.
Or you're wearing the stuff that can go in the washer and dryer.
Right.
Yeah. Not the hang to dry.
No.
We're going to take a quick break, but I want to remind you this show is possible because of all of our wonderful sponsors. Check out the show description for links to all the deals you've heard on today's show, like ThredUp. You guys have probably heard me talk and talk and talk about ThredUp. Are you ThredUp with me by now? Well, if you haven't checked them out, what are you waiting for? Because ThredUp is the world's largest online consignment and thrift store with up to 90% off estimated retail price. 90% off. I mean, I've told you, brands like Madewell, Banana Republic, BCBG, Steve Madden, Kate Spade, Lululemon, Coach, and so many more, over 35,000 brands. Plus, if you go to ThredUp.com/Dubrow today, you're going to get an extra 30% off your first order using code Heather. You're going to love ThredUp. It's the perfect place when you're looking to update your wardrobe on a budget. So many cute items for a deal. Like you could find an Anthropologie skirt for $10, a Gap dress for only $8, Steve Madden booties for $16, and a Free People tee for $12. This is huge, huge savings, you guys. And they add thousands of items every day, so there's always new treasures to find. It's like a little hunt. You get to go to ThredUp, check out and see what they have. They have filters, so you can just put in your size. So you don't have to say, oh, I love that. Oh, they don't have my size. You put in your size. You put in what you're looking for. You search, shop, check out, and done. If you love to shop, you need to check out these deals on ThredUp. Plus, if you sign up now, you're going to get an extra 30% off your first order at ThredUp.com/Dubrow using code Heather. Make sure there's no A in there. THRED. ThredUp. THREDUP. ThredUp.com/Dubrow. That's ThredUp.com/Dubrow for an extra 30% off today.
This podcast is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip. cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. So find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Get ultimate protection and durability for your painting project at Menards. Get a paint that combines durability and gorgeous color. Dutch Boy's DuraClean Interior Paint and Primer in 1 offers Stay Clean technology, making your home stay beautiful and clean longer. And with Dutch Boy's easy opening, smooth pouring container, transforming your home has never been easier. Save big money on Dutch Boy paints and head into Menards to get your paint project started today.
Save big money at Menards.
If you like my show, you're going to love The First Degree on Podcast One. Join Lady Gang's Jack Vanek, along with her best friend and TV producer, Alexis Linkletter, and crime journalist, Billy Jensen, as they explore the most shocking crimes, mysteries, and cults with the people closest to the cases. And who knows, you may be their next guest. So check out The First Degree every Wednesday on Podcast One or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Now, back to Heather Dubrow's world.
Okay, so let's talk about our incredible VOOV event.
Yes.
So Natalie, poor little Natalie, who's so sick.
We love you, Natalie.
We love you, Natalie. We miss you, my girl. So she got us tickets through Lido House to go to the VOOV Clicquot Polo Classic.
Yes.
That we thought was in Malibu, but it was actually in the Palisades, which was better because it wasn't so far.
Right.
And the day before, I rolled my ankle.
Yep.
You broke your toe.
Yep.
And Natalie got the flu.
Our group text, you should see our group text, was hilarious.
Hilarious. I mean, my right ankle is so swollen. It looks like I have elephantitis. And Lindsay's toe is tied, taped together to the next toe. And it's black.
Yes.
It's just black with sparkly pink nail polish on it. It's so funny.
And then Natalie got the flu.
And I was like, go. She was at the house. Yeah. And I was like, go in my closet. I have Tamiflu. Just take 10 of them. Right. Get yourself fine. You can't miss this event.
You cannot miss the VOOV event.
By the way, how gorgeous was it?
It was gorgeous. Against the hill, and the weather was perfect. A nice breeze. It was
decorated
beautifully.
Did you see that gorgeous polo player?
Nacho? I didn't there. Maybe-ish I did. It was so fun running around. I couldn't tell him versus others.
No,
let's be honest.
You could tell because at the end they were shaking hands with everyone. And I looked over and I go, my God, who's that?
That's him.
And Terry's like, that's Nacho. And I was like,
you said that to Terry?
Yes. Well, have you seen him? He's got dark hair and I think he has blue eyes. I couldn't even tell, but I hope he does. Where I was standing far away. And he's so gorgeous. So gorgeous.
But I love that you would say that to Terry. Who's that?
He sees naked women every day. Really?
Good point.
I cannot appreciate the specimen.
Good point.
Anyway, so this whole event, and we're going to post pictures, but it was so gorgeous. It was like, it was as if it was set up for a party with these beautiful linens and the chairs, not folding chairs, like restoration hardware chairs.
Right. Totally.
Linen and wood and all mismatched. And you could buy merch and you would get this little ticket and they would give you a bottle of rosé.
With the cutest pink holder, pink and orange VOOV.
I got you an extra one, right?
Oh, you did.
I know. And then the little orange glasses. Mm-hmm. And we had so many friends there. But what was so crazy was later when we were driving home, I saw so many of my girlfriends posting photos from there. I'm like, and I'm texting them, you were there?
Totally.
How did we miss everyone?
I don't know. But then again, after whatever 60% of it, I didn't see you again. The rest of it was just so big, I think. It was so big. The cell service was spotty.
Yeah.
But you're right. There's only kind of one way in and one way out. How'd we miss so many people?
How much polo did you actually watch?
I watched a lot of polo.
You did?
Yes. Maybe that's why I didn't see you towards the end.
Yeah, I didn't.
I was like, I need to watch. I want to watch it. Because I always feel, you know, like I went to a whole Lakers game last week. And then afterwards, I was like, that was so great. They won. Craig's like, oh, it's preseason anyways. Who cares? I was like, what? It's preseason?
It doesn't count.
I hate knowing things later. I feel so dumb. So I was like, I'm watching polo. And yes, you didn't watch much of it?
I did not watch that much. I have to say that we ran into a lot of people that, you know, watch our shows.
You were a fan bombarded.
But you know what was, everyone was so lovely.
Right.
And we met so many nice people. And
Even as people kept drinking, like even as it got later.
Well, I will say in the end, it was we scooted out before you guys did because at the end when people were drinking a lot, that was getting a little crazy. But at the beginning, in the middle, we met so many lovely people. We met this gal that actually works for VOOV that knows Dominique, who we met at the Lido House dinner.
Yeah.
And she's going to hook us up for our trip.
So fun.
When we go to Champagne in June. So I'm so excited about that. And we met one of the guys who's putting together the new Rams Stadium.
Right.
And I met this gal who is making – wait, she texted me. I have to read this to you because it's really the coolest
thing. You met her there?
Yeah, I met her there.
One of the girls that came up to you.
Yes. I need to tell you about this.
You are so sweet to take pictures with everyone. And because of course, of course you're sweet like that anyways, but you're also there with your friends and your husband and you're pulled in 10 directions. It's nice of you to take so much time to talk with everyone.
Oh, well, you know what? Just like so sweet. Oh, I can't find. Oh, because I switched phones. Would it be gone?
You told me the update that the switchover is very easy.
I don't know what happened. But anyway, the point being that I'll find out the name, but she makes these little covers that you put over your glass so that dirt doesn't get in there or like a bug or anything like that or a roofie.
Right.
Yeah, I'm going to find out the name of it, but she was adorable.
That's
anyway,
cute.
So we ended up meeting many, many people.
Right.
So many people that listened to the podcast. So thank you. And it was so nice meeting all of you. And wasn't it fun just to be like in this – you know what it reminded me of? It reminded me of being in Aspen.
Yeah.
Obviously different climate, but when you're sitting in Aspen and the snow is falling and they have the beautiful little orange of VOOV Clicquot glasses and there's a DJ playing and it's like
the air was crisp. Everyone was happy.
And everyone was so beautifully dressed.
Yes. Everyone was fancy.
Very fancy.
Mm-hmm.
I want to go next year.
I know. We have to. It has to be an annual thing.
Absolutely annual. And did you see Natalie's puns?
Yes.
She's so funny.
She's so clever.
But the poor thing was so sick. She was wearing glasses.
Yeah.
I had a chunk heel on.
Yeah.
You were
I was buddy taped.
Taped together. It was so funny.
Yeah.
But what
made it happen.
I just loved the event. I just thought it was amazing.
Yeah. It was really well done. Every detail. They really did a great job of having fun decor items that, of course, everyone used as Instagram backdrops. But it made it fun that there were so many different areas that almost felt like a different experience. You know, like the big flower arches and there would be cool, you know, like green walls, like, you know, grass ivy walls. And then there would be like big pink mirrors. Just, you know.
Yeah, they made it a very Instagrammable event, which obviously they want to do so that it's, you know, it trends.
Totally.
But it was also such a pretty environment. You felt like you were at a like a wedding or a bridal shower or something. I don't know. I just loved it. I love being at events like that.
And they did a good job with controlling like there weren't never lines to get drinks or I feel like that whole thing was good except for the line for the merch, which was slightly painful. But everything else, I felt like they did a good job. Because, you know, sometimes you pay, you know, a good amount for these tickets and then there's lines to get everything. But it was always easy.
Do you think it was worth the money?
Oh, for sure.
How much were the tickets?
Just under $500 a person.
So it's under $500 a person. And what did you get?
So you get a bottle of VOOV and then a boxed lunch, which I didn't really eat the boxed lunch. I think that they should have done like – that's the only thing that I would change.
The food could have been better. I would have liked to see some pasta hors d'oeuvres and something
like
that.
And some warm food. They kind of just gave you a boxed meal, which friends had said that it wasn't good. So I didn't even try it. I ate kettle chips and that's it.
I ate the kettle chips too.
Yeah. And the only thing is the shuttle. The shuttle was so painful. You guys got out of the shuttle on the way back. But I just never understand why they can't. And I understand it's up in the hill. But those are the only two things I would change. The shuttle situation and the foods.
I actually thought the shuttle was fine.
Right.
I mean, yes, would I have liked to have been dropped off? Yes. But I didn't mind it because it worked very quickly.
Right.
Had we had to wait on a line, I wouldn't like that. But you got dropped off in a special area.
Right.
Or you parked.
Right.
And then shuttle took you right up to the event and dropped you, you know, right where you needed to go. I thought that was okay.
Because you didn't have to take the bus home with the drunk people.
Oh, was that bad?
Well, you know what's weird is in my old age, I feel like I feel like I sense a bad situation much sooner than I normally would. So we pile into a bus, everyone's sitting, and we have like – I think all the buses were rowdy, right? Like everyone's been drinking for 6 hours. And someone gets the mic. Someone's singing on the mic. Someone's taking – and I see the driver who's probably, you know, 70 getting like frustrated, right? So he's not impressed. He's getting frustrated and he gets out. So now we have no driver and everyone's like yelling on the mic, right? And so then I can see the driver getting heated and he's talking to someone else and he's like, I'm out of here. So I'm like, great, we're going to have literally no driver. And there, I mean, there's not like there's extra drivers around.
Oh.
So then I went out and I'm like, what's the problem? Like, let me just try to diffuse this here. And then he's like, they took my mic. I'm not okay with that. I'm like, if I go unscrew the mic, will you please drive the shuttle? He's like, no, no, no. And then I go inside. I'm like, will you guys all be calm? So now I feel like I've sobered up instantly. Because now we have a shuttle filled with drunk people and no driver. He's refusing to drive. And there's no extra driver. I mean, like, how is the bus? I mean, we could get out, but now there's a whole line. I mean, just a mess, right? So then I'm like, I literally go, I quiet everyone down. I unscrew the mic, the whole wall chain, and I go and I give him his mic. I'm like, here's your mic. No one can talk on your microphone. Will you please drive us down the hill? And then he drove us down the hill, but was very angry about it. But it was one of those things where—
Was everyone mad at you?
Yes. Well, I don't know if they were just mad. Like, what? Why are we stopping? You know, like one of those things where I'm just like, oh man, this is just bad all the way around. I just want to get out of here. And then I didn't know if they were mad at me. I didn't even really care. I was just kind of like, you guys got to be quiet. He's got to just start driving. That's just the bottom line. So it was one of those things where it was just at the end of the night, like that's the last thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And anytime people started getting rowdy in a bus, like no one was like, you know.
I don't like when adults do stuff like that. When we were at the Eagles concert mm-hmm. with the twins, mm-hmm. so we're sitting there and the people behind us mm-hmm. had another couple come visit them mm-hmm. in their seats. They weren't their seats. They just came to visit them
because
then they left.
Yeah.
And Nikki told me later he had heard them say that. And this couple was sitting behind us while Zac Brown was playing.
Okay.
And clearly they were there for the Eagles.
Right.
I don't know that the guy knew Zac Brown.
Right.
But he starts going – he was like saying things like, oh – do you smell that? I need some of that. My glaucoma. Like being funny as if someone's smoking pot because people used to smoke pot for glaucoma or whatever.
Right.
But like too loud and yelling while the guy's singing. And I so wanted to turn around and be like, shut up.
Totally.
But you don't want to start something because clearly the guy's already drunk.
Right.
And those weren't even their seats.
Right.
So finally they left.
They did.
Yeah.
It's hard to know when to step in. And I feel like now I worry, you know, before it's even a something. But I don't know. Anytime you're in an enclosed space and people start getting rowdy, I feel like I'd rather do something than or get out of the situation rather than just like sit and let it escalate and get worse.
It's so true. Next year I want to – it was such a long drive up.
Right.
I felt like exhausted by the time we got there.
Right.
Next year I want to like go up the night before, have dinner.
And stay. Wake up fresh. Pop over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So we went home. We didn't drive. We had a driver. We drank a lot. So we drove home. Thank God they had the Veuve Riche for Terry.
Right.
Yeah. He was happy with that.
He loved it.
So we got home and to watch the fight.
Mm-hmm.
So we had like some, just like a quick little dinner.
Yeah.
And we went downstairs in the movie theater to watch the fight, and Coco came to sit with us. So Coco comes to sit with us. She's like, can I sit in the chair with you? I'm like, yeah, of course. So she's sitting with me. And because she does Taekwondo, like it doesn't bug her.
Right.
I mean, the blood is weird, but she's, I don't know, she's not freaked out by it at all.
Right.
And so did you watch the fight?
Just
did
the
we talk
clip
about
it's,
this?
Just the clip. It's no, just, I didn't see the whole, I didn't see it live real time. No.
No?
Just the
Where
summary
were you?
Afterwards. We had dinner like on the way as we dropped off friends and then we went home.
You had dinner with them?
Yes, at Fishing with Dynamite. Have you had Fishing with Dynamite?
No,
in Manhattan
that?
Beach, right by the beach. It's kind of like a Nobu. It's very small, just a couple tables. Very good.
Craig didn't watch the fight?
No.
Was he pissed?
No, because he watched it like whatever, summary online. I don't know if you watch it live. I went to Yeah.
Okay.
But you watch the whole thing live?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
We watched the whole thing live.
Okay.
So we watched some of the undercards because there were girls fighting.
Okay.
And he wanted-
you got home in time for that?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So we ate. We watched some of the undercards, and then Coco came and joined us in the theater for the main event. So she's sitting with me, and she goes, something, 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 candy corn. I go, huh? What'd you say? Candy corn, huh? She's like, oh, yeah, because Victoria took me to blah, 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 and we got some candy corn today while we were at the Veuve thing. And I'm like, so is there any left in my candy? She's like, oh, yeah, I'll go get it.
Perfect.
So she runs against it, comes back, and we watch the whole fight. And guess who eats all the candy corn?
You.
That would be me.
Yeah.
We watch the whole fight. Now, did you watch what happened at the end of the fight? All right. So do you know the backstory of the fight?
No.
All right. So what happened basically in a nutshell mm-hmm. is that Conor and Khabib like hate each other. And there was an incident, was it like a year ago, year and a half ago, where uh-huh. Conor took like a dolly and threw it in the window of Khabib's bus, injuring like two people.
Oh, I didn't hear
So it started this huge hate thing and whole deal. And so they've been like at odds. And so they have this fight planned and, you know, they crap talk each other and Connor, you know, that's part of his thing.
Right.
And let's face it, it's what sells tickets and builds up the fight and the whole thing. So they do the fight and the odds were totally against Connor.
Right.
And they do the fight and Khabib chokes him out in the third round, which I thought it was a good fight, I have to say.
Yeah.
And I only got into mixed martial arts because Terry used to love it. He still does. So anyways, I thought he did great. It was a really good fight. So he does this rear naked choke thing on him. He taps out, which means he taps twice and the fight's over, right? Okay. Khabib stands up, climbs out of the octagon and goes and attacks one of Connor's trainers in the audience.
Okay.
Who's obviously been like yelling something. Oh. So Connor's one of his corner guys, who's in the audience.
Got it.
Yelling stuff at Khabib probably because that's what they do to each other, right? Khabib jumps out of the octagon.
He's right after the other guy taps out.
Yes.
Instantly. Okay.
Doesn't say yay me, nothing.
Nothing.
Jumps out of the octagon and goes beats that guy up. At the same time, two of Khabib's guys jump into the octagon and start hitting Connor.
Oh my God.
And Connor's just been choked out. The guy's not even like half conscious.
Oh my God.
And they're hitting him.
Okay.
So they arrested those guys.
Really? The two guys that
jump Connor. And what I've heard now so far, I don't know if anything's going to change between now and when you guys listen to this, but he didn't press charges.
Huh.
Which I think is great. But you know what sucks is that it was a good fight and it's not good for the sport to have that happen.
Right.
Like you got to keep the fighting in the ring.
But then Craig says they didn't give him the belt.
Dana White was like, you got to get out of here. He said, if I hand you the belt, the crowd's going to go insane. You got to get out of here.
Right.
Now the question is, are they going to suspend him?
Right.
Will he ever get the belt?
Right.
I mean, he just blew it.
Right.
You don't do that. No. You just won.
Totally.
Celebrate it, shake hands.
Yeah.
And what I hope Connor does is I hope he comes out and says, of course I didn't press charges. You know, we've all been too heated. This fight stays in the octagon.
Right.
That's what I hope happens.
Right. Interesting.
Hopefully he's got a good crisis PR dude.
Right. You just can't lose your cool.
No, but it's hard to say because when you're so passionate about this, and I think Connor had said terrible things about Khabib's religion and his, you know, where he's from and all, you know, all this kind
Got
of
it.
Stuff. And
so it's deep rooted.
I think it's deep rooted. I think there's a lot more. I'm kind of being a little surfacey about this, but it's probably easier for us to be like, be a good sport.
Right.
Shake hands. Everyone gets a trophy.
Right. Right. Agreed.
It was a good fight. And anyway, so I ate all the candy corn and I got so sick and not to be TMI, but here I am with my swollen, hideous ankle up on the thing. And all of a sudden I am OBE. Do you know what that means?
No.
Out both ends. I mean,
no. Oh my God.
No, bueno.
From the candy corn.
It must have been.
Boof mix.
I don't know.
They don't mix well.
No. It was violent. It was like food poisoning. It was
really?
So bad. Oh my God. It was so bad.
What a terrible way to end such a fabulous
day. I know. But then of course, Terry looks at me and he goes, are you a little happy?
Do you feel light?
Do you feel like your stomach's flat? I'm like, no.
Miserable.
Miserable. It's awful.
Pluto TV is the leading free streaming television service. Watch over 100 TV channels and thousands of movies on demand, all completely free. Pluto TV never asks for a credit card. You don't even need to sign up to watch free. Pluto TV is the easy and completely legal way to watch your favorite TV shows and hit movies for free. So what are you waiting for? Never pay for TV again? Come on, go download Pluto TV. You can download Pluto TV for free on all of your favorite devices today, including your phone, Roku, Amazon Fire TV, Apple TV, smart TVs, PlayStation, and anywhere else you stream. Pluto TV is the leading free streaming television service. Watch over 100 TV channels and thousands of movies on demand, all for free. No credit card needed, no sign up. Pluto TV is the easy and completely legal way to watch your favorite TV shows and hit movies. So what are you waiting for? Never pay for TV again. Download Pluto TV for free on all of your favorite devices today.
And then on Sunday, we had Katarina's birthday
party.
Her actual party. Mm-hmm. And of course, I took a few days off the gym because of my poor little ankle. You haven't been doing fitness with the toe, right?
I've been doing arms. I put the foot up and do arms. I can't just not.
You're so good. I don't do that.
I love how Terry mocks you. He's like, maybe you should take time off.
Oh,
for your ankle.
And then he sent me pictures with Bahara and Marissa from the gym going, some of us work out. Oh, he's such a douche when he does that.
It's so funny.
It makes me laugh. And then, so we did Kat's party
on Sunday, her little Wizard of Oz theater party, which was super cute. Yeah. She had a great time. And then went out to dinner. All right. So you tell me. Okay, here we go. Now, this has since been resolved, but I'm just going to throw it out there. Here's a little moment. I was talking to a mom at the party mm-hmm. who I really like. Mm-hmm. But she was like, we were talking about how many people, you know, have gotten divorced and that kind of thing. And she was talking about her husband and, you know, how they are and how they relate to each other. And she's like, you and Terry seem really good. I'm like, we are. Every time I say something nice about us, yeah. you always get into a fight. Oh, why does that happen? I don't know. It's like you just can't yep. even put up there. If someone says you guys are good, you just be like, yeah, you know, mercurial up and down, ebbs and flows. You know how it goes. He's a douche. I don't – maybe make people think it's terrible and yeah. it's not because then you don't fight. So we went to – we were going to go to Javier's with all the kids. But one by one, each one drops out.
Okay.
Max has to be up at 5 a.m. for swim. Yeah. Nikki has this. Katarina's exhausted from her party and wants to go home and FaceTime all of her friends and yeah. talk about her presents, whatever.
Cute.
So it's me and Terry and Chris, Terry's yeah. brother, and Coco.
Okay.
That's it. Just the four of us. Yeah. By the way.
Last man standing.
Yes. Coco's so funny. She says to Terry, fact about you, you have a crush on yourself. Oh. And he goes, huh? She goes, meaning you're a fan of yourself. Like as if he didn't understand.
Right.
So funny. Correct
me. I love when they explain it.
She's so funny. Anyway, so we go to dinner and we're sitting there. And oh, and so I had to drop everyone off. I dropped Terry and Chris at the restaurant, took the other kids home, yeah. unloaded everything from the party and put everything away, and then went back with me and Coco to join them.
Okay.
Was there a drink for me on the table? No.
No.
No, there was not. So he had already had a drink. And so I get into the booth with him and we're sitting there and he was like one drink in. So really like in a very good mood.
Yeah.
And starts kissing me and very sweet. And he's like, yeah. I love you. And he goes, you know what? You're my everything.
How sweet is that?
So sweet. And I'm thinking, now shut up. Now say nothing more.
No,
don't
the whole
say
night.
Anything else. No. It's like the Cheers. When Nikki talked to me, just shh, no yeah. one, no one, shh, everyone shush. So he said, you're my everything. I go, oh, I love you. Because we've been really excited about going to New York.
Yeah.
First of all, because I think we both need a break. And yeah. second of all, because we're very, very excited about the book.
Yeah.
We're really excited about this book.
Totally.
I think out of all of our collabs, the other book, our podcast, our skincare line, like everything, for some reason, this is like a baby to us.
Right.
We just feel like we're, you know, bringing something to everyone that's so useful and
totally.
That people are just going to love.
Totally.
So we're really excited about the launch of the book, Dubrow Diet. And then, like, one drink later, he starts saying to Chris, now you just tell me how you'd feel about this.
Right.
He starts talking about his Instagram feed.
Okay.
You know when you go to that section that shows you basically things that you search for?
Right.
What does it show you?
Is it your like Discover page?
Yeah.
Oh, fitness, healthy food, and baby stuff.
Right. Okay. Mine is a lot of fashion.
Yeah.
Makeup.
Yeah.
Housewives.
Yeah.
Reality television.
Yeah.
And celebrity.
Okay.
Terry starts going, mine is all cats and football.
Okay.
Which is random.
Okay.
Because he doesn't watch football.
Right.
Right? So he starts talking about cats, cats, cats. Okay. And then he starts talking about football. And he goes, you know what Heather does for me? That's so amazing. He goes, you know what's cool about a quarterback? Hmm. He starts talking about quarterbacks and Tom Brady and like how teams handle quarterbacks.
Right.
And he's like, they take everything else off the plate for them so they can be the best they can possibly be. Like they don't have to worry about food. They make sure they have everything they need food wise. Like they don't have to worry about where they're living. It's just, everything's like handled.
Right.
They don't have to worry about their trainer, everything's scheduled, the yeah. massages, the PT, like whatever it is they need, it vacations. It's just, they are handled so that they can be the best they can be.
Yes.
And he starts launching into this whole thing about me and how that's what I am for him and how I handle every element of his life
right.
so he can be him.
Right. I think that's a huge compliment. You do.
Right.
Did it rub you wrong?
It did because.
But listen, he doesn't have to think about anything.
No, it was super nice. But there was an element, and look, I know I can get overly sensitive sometimes, and maybe it's because I've got the big birthday looming, but you do right. think about things. And he was like this a few weeks ago, so right. I'm sure he can understand it. But you think about things that you've done
right.
in your life, and you think about things that you have not accomplished.
Right.
And I don't believe it's ever too late to accomplish those
Agreed.
Things, so I'm not in that space or anything. But what right. I'm saying is it was a little like you're the woman behind the man.
Right.
Does that resonate with you at all? And by the way, I love doing for him. It makes me happy to do for him. I never think I'm going to do this for you so that you'll do something for me. I do it because I want to do it. And in one way, I love the fact that he recognizes that I do that. But there, I don't know. There was a piece of me that felt like I wanted to vomit a little bit. And I know it wasn't just me, because then Terry went to the bathroom and Chris looked at me and goes, you know, he doesn't mean it like that.
So if that was his reaction to the way he says it.
There was a, there was an element of like my purpose is to do this for him. And that's my only purpose.
I think that's probably how you interpret it.
Well, Chris interpreted it the same way.
Well, yes.
I mean, this, I didn't say anything to Chris. I didn't even give him a look.
You didn't give him a look.
As a matter of fact, while Terry was saying it, Chris actually interjected and said, well, she also, and like tried to interject a few like of my credits, if you will.
Thanks, Chris.
Yeah. And I was like, but he saw it. I know Terry didn't mean it that way.
I just think that Terry feels so lucky that he doesn't have to think about any of the, minutiae. He doesn't.
Totally. But there is an element of narcissism that goes along with this, that it is all about him. You know, and I mentally had to say to myself, like, don't make a comment like, well, if that's true, then, you know what I mean? But although, you know what he did say that I also thought was good? It's funny. I don't know why it took his 60th birthday to become this way. But, and I do appreciate him saying that, but I also had a moment of, I'm just being honest. I had a moment of like,
I would feel the same. From the outside, I only, knowing him, I only see the compliment side, just because he's so grateful that you support him in every way. He's not thinking of it. He's only thinking about it in how it involves him, not you as a whole. That's a whole different thing.
Right. But if Craig gave you a speech about how you're the woman behind the man, wouldn't there be a piece of you that felt like, wow, is that all I am?
It's very hard, for sure.
Right.
I struggle with that all the time.
And I think especially with, because we talk about this. And I think especially with, I won't even just say women, like people who give up so much for their partners and for their kids and for their families and their lifestyle. And you want to be valued for that, but there is a piece of you that feels like, Does that, or does that, by the way, if you don't agree with me, you don't
To. I think knowing Terry, I think he meant it in, for him, the highest possible compliment. You provide everything that he could need and makes him happy. I feel like he was saying it as a reflection of what you give to him.
I agree.
But being a strong woman who's accomplished and do all these things and feel like you are the woman behind the man doing all these things is a very crazy concept to
It's a lot to wrap your brain around, right?
For sure. And in the way that you give up so much and sacrifice for your kids, you also have to sacrifice so much when his schedule is crazy or all over the place, because there's no way you both could be doing all these things, right?
Right. Well, I mean, that's why, I mean, and we were talking about on Dr. Mrs. Guinea Pig, like, you know, on Saturday, I got so many people telling me, you have to go to homecoming, don't go to New York, stay here for homecoming. And I said, a couple weeks ago, I'm like, totally right. Max needs me. So I'm, you know, and she didn't really care before and now she does. So I never actually made the plans to go to New York. I was just thinking, why don't I go? But that was totally right. That's why I love talking about things on the show. But he's off on a G4 with Bob and Mike and all these guys going to this charity thing in Arizona or wherever they're going. And I'm home doing the homecoming.
Giving.
But I want to be there for that. I wouldn't want to be on the plane. No,
I wouldn't feel fulfilled. You wouldn't feel happy being somewhere else.
I honestly wouldn't. But why is it? Is this a man-woman thing?
In my life,
would
it is.
Craig care missing the homecoming thing?
No, like if the kids were okay, like the kids are. Like he doesn't need to see it.
Well, Terry's
like
thing. Terry's thing is like they're freshmen. This isn't a big deal. When they're juniors and seniors, it's like a big deal. This is beginning stuff.
I don't know. But I think mostly it's a man woman thing. Like, and as moms, we don't want to miss it, whether it's freshman year or senior year.
No, you don't want to miss those things. And, you know, I'm still trying to figure out how I'm going to see.
So, how are you going to do both? Because the last time I talked to you, you were going to do Max and he was going to do Nikki.
So, that's not happening.
Because he's
So, what I'm going to do is I'm going to call Nikki's date's mom and see, because they're where I'm got a room at the Ritz-Carlton
okay.
for Max and her friends to get ready at. And I have the makeup artist coming there and stuff. So they'll all get ready together. And that way I get to be a part of it with them. And
yeah.
And then the boys are going to come over there and they're going to have right. dinner there, take pictures, and then go.
Right.
Because it's close. It's like 10 minutes away.
So smart.
From the
It's close
school.
To the event, close to the school, close to where a lot of people live.
Our house is like 25 minutes right. away, and it didn't make sense right. to do it at my house, which right. I would have loved to have done.
Right.
But this worked out really nicely.
Right.
So I'm hoping that Nikki's date's mom will drive them to the hotel because okay. it's on the way to the school
right.
and let them take pictures
Fun.
Together.
Fine.
But Max was like, I was like, should I get you guys flowers? Because half of them don't have dates. They're kind of going as a group. She's like, no.
Nothing.
I feel like, do I get it anyway just in case?
Maybe.
Do you think?
I like just in case things because sometimes they say no. And then if you just have it, they're like, oh, yeah, let's do that. You know? Like, when she says no, and if you kind of do something or have something, then is she like, I told you no?
That's never happened before. The only thing I could equate it to is that for graduation, mm-hmm. I got her a lei.
Mm-hmm.
Because at Nikki's school, they gave them flowers.
Right.
And at her school, they didn't. But I know a lot of kids do in California, they get leis for graduation.
Right.
So I bought it and I thought I'll give it to her after.
Right.
And while we were walking in for the graduation, she texted me and said, she said, did you get me a lei? And I said, yeah, I have it. She goes, oh, you did? Oh my God, can I have it now? Because they were all wearing them
Crazy.
For the ceremony.
Right.
And I was like, phew, thank goodness I
win.
Got the lei.
Good job.
I mean, can you imagine
right.
if I had just gotten regular flowers
right.
or no flowers?
And then as a mom, if they text you that, you want to be able to say yes, especially on a big day and they're nervous.
But that's what I thought. Cool. I was thinking to myself, you know, a bunch of the girls don't have dates. What if I got them all
yeah, I think
little
that's
corsages?
Fun. Super fun.
Just like that.
Yeah.
But I don't know if she's going to be mad. I don't know. It's hard to say. I asked her and she said no. So then what do?
Right.
You go against their wishes?
Right. Could you ever ask her again? Like show her
I will.
A couple pictures and say, hey, I was thinking about getting them for everyone.
I will.
Doing another ask.
Yeah. I'm going to take Max and Nikki shopping tomorrow night because she needs shoes. Mm-hmm. He has nothing. He's grown out of everything.
And then you have such a busy week. This is your only window of time, right?
So I have packed so much into this week. It's insane. So I'm going to be back at E! News
right.
on Wednesday.
Right.
And another, I think that will have aired by the time
yeah.
is on.
Yeah.
But we're recording on Monday. Is it Monday?
Today's Monday.
And so tomorrow I'm taking them shopping. Wednesday I'm going to be up in LA. And then Thursday we're doing family pictures. We haven't done right. family pictures in 2 years.
You need it. Are you doing it for holiday or just?
I don't send out holiday cards.
Yeah.
Is that weird?
No, it's not weird. I'm kind of over it too.
I haven't done it. I think I did it once ever.
Really?
Yeah. I posted on my Instagram.
I love that about you. You know, I don't care if everyone else does it. I just don't feel like it.
So we used to have this tradition where every year I would take everyone's Christmas cards, yeah. holiday cards, whatever, and, you know, put them in a stack. And then on Christmas Day, after we open presents,
yeah.
I always make biscuits and eggs and bacon, whatever.
Yeah.
And we go through them and we pass them around and we talk about our friends.
Yeah.
Isn't this person great? Oh, this is so fun. Oh, that's my best friend.
That's
Look how
sweet.
Cute they are. So we used to do that. But I noticed in the last 2 years, we've been very involved in each other. Well, last year, remember, Christmas was no bueno.
Right.
So that wasn't a good moment to do that. But we did it the year before. I think maybe we only did it last year.
Yeah.
Because of that.
Right.
I don't know. Maybe we'll do it again this year.
Do you feel like you get less cards, like less people are doing it?
I think less people do it, yeah.
Because everyone's on social media. Everyone sees them.
I think everyone posts them.
Right.
I think that sending out cards is very expensive. And stamps are expensive.
Yeah.
Cards are expensive. I do like them. I think it's very pretty.
Yeah.
I mean, I miss invitations. You and I have always been such invitation
yes.
people. That
Live
Are
invitations.
You still doing them?
Well, I've realized that you have to do the online for the RSVPs and stuff like that. So what I have done the last couple times, well, I guess it was only the very last party I gave in to do the paperless post or the Evite or one of those. But I also did like a real one too, like a real invitation.
Yeah, it was – I can't remember when I called it. I want to say it was like 6 years ago
yeah.
and I got to the point where I said, you know what?
It's the only way to manage the RSVPs.
It is.
Online.
And to find everyone's addresses, and some people don't like mail coming to their
right.
house.
Or they don't get it, and then you don't know, and then they didn't receive the invite.
Right.
And then they're like, why wasn't I invited? Then the party's already happened.
But it's mostly the RSVP, because people are so bad at doing the RSVP that unless they can just click on a link, they don't RSVP. And then you have to go chase everyone. And then what was the point of that?
Totally.
And honestly, when I get a birthday party invitation from one of the kids, I take the invitation, yes. I put it, the information on my phone, and I throw it away.
It's true. Because otherwise, I know.
It's not like the old days where you'd put it on the bulletin board and you'd look at it, whatever.
Right.
All right, anyway.
I know.
And just so you know, my husband just texted me and sent me a picture of a wallet. Dango Dapper. I'm not kidding.
Will you order me
Dango
this wallet?
Dango Dapper EDC wallet. Really? He goes, can you order this for me?
That's so funny.
By the way, he doesn't even like a wallet. What is that?
So where will he see this?
I don't know. But he wants it in black. How does he know it comes in black? Where does he see the wallet? All right, it's $69. Dango Dapper EDC wallet. Jet black. Oh, it's very cool, though. Done.
So
let's see what it is.
Is this you allowing him to be the quarterback today?
Yeah, apparently. The DO1 Dapper wallet was designed for the sophisticated individual with an edge. Clean lines, contrasting materials, blah, blah, blah. Okay. Here you go, dear.
Two clicks.
And Amazon there you go.
Prime.
And you know what I have to say? Touchdown! Oh, my gosh. Thank God for Face ID. All right. You guys, thank you so much for listening. A couple of things I just want to go over before we go. I'm going to be on Watch What Happens Live on Monday.
I'm so excited.
Is that crazy?
I wish I could just jet off to New York.
Oh, I wish you could come.
I'm so excited to see it.
Yeah, it's going to be on Monday, October 15th. Mm-hmm. I'll be on Watch What Happens Live. We have a book signing Saturday, October 27th at the Mall of America in Minneapolis, 1:30 to 3 p.m., and check us out on E! News. You can go to heatherdubrow.com. Oh, and the house tour is starting October 10th.
I cannot wait.
I hope you guys like
You're
it.
You're
going to
love
exciting.
It. Because the house, it's just not like touring any other house. All the details, it's so interesting.
I hope it all comes through in the videos.
Oh, it will.
We'll see.
Are going to love it. Every time I'm here, I'm like, have you always had that? That is fabulous. Yes, we got it for years. Oh, well, just noticed it. Still fabulous.
Who knew? All right, will you come back, please, especially if Natalie can't speak?
Of course.
All right, we're going to be talking about so much more fun things. Thank you guys all so much for being such great supporters, and we will see you mañana.
Thanks for listening to Heather Dubrow's World. Download new episodes every Tuesday at podcastone.com. That's podcastone.com.
Happy Earth Month, everybody. I know that every year we write down different goals that we want to accomplish. And maybe one of your goals for 2024 is to shop sustainably. Well, here's some fantastic news. Macy's makes it easy to do just that. This Earth Month, join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elemis, and more. And by the way, who doesn't love going to the park, especially in the spring? Super cute little dog on leashes, soaking up the sun with your friends or your kids or your little nieces and nephews. Well, check this out. Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project. Their goal is to transform vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help create healthy, livable communities for generations to come. I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a huge difference. Donate online or in-store and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.